Why do you have yogurt written down twice?
And that oop.
Ready?
Yeah.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hi.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our sectional sofa for our little program here. Okay. So our favorite Trader Joe's products are coming right up, but we'll talk about our entire weekend. Well, our Saturday. First thing was that I did our Walmart grocery pickup. I let you sleep in because there wasn't any use of us both going to Walmart grocery pickup. And I drive by, and at Quest Capital and Harbor Boulevard, I see some popo, some sirens going down. Like, oh, something happened there. Pull up closer. It's a Hollywood movie being shot starring a young unknown actor named Leonardo DiCaprio, honey.
What?
Yeah, I was this close to celebrity. I drove by and I yelled out, Leo, why'd you break Bar Raffaele's heart, you prick? Nothing really happened. But that is exciting to know that it's a Paul Thomas Anderson movie. Who isn't it? He's not Steven Spielberg, but did Magnolia.
He's known.
Yeah, Punch Drunk Love. He's more artsy, fartsy. But they've been in downtown Sacramento. I've seen many, many crew and van and popo blocking off blocks and blocks and blocks for this movie that's probably going to suck, let's be honest. But yeah, I did see the Leo movie. I didn't see Leo.
I don't know if he was there, but Sean Penn was there. Tayana Taylor, is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. People in the West Sac Facebook group were posting pictures.
Yeah. I mean, if I would have seen Leo, I would have been excited, but nothing beats Romeo and Juliet Leo. Current day Leo, he's always got the beard.
He peaked in 1997.
Exactly. He doesn't care about his appearance anymore. So we head out to Fair Oaks. We kill some time at Sunrise Mall. Dead.
I haven't been there in a few years, but it's even worse than it was.
Yeah.
Back when I went, everything is closed. There's hardly any open stores.
And the stores, you've never heard of them. Their biggest store is Torrid. They got a Hot Topic. There's no Abercrombie. There's no American Eagle. There used to be an American Eagle several years ago. It's dead, dude. And it's weird because Arden Fair Mall is always a pain in the butt to get in and out of. Always busy. Roseville is unconscionably always busy. Always packed. But Sunrise Mall, it's a mall of yesteryear. You used to go there as a young gal, right?
Yeah, I used to shop there a lot. I liked it.
Yeah. And when I lived in Citrus Heights, I went there mostly to walk around because it was dying. I mean, it's on life support right now. One part of the mall, the south side of the mall where the movie theaters used to be, they closed. It's completely vacant.
There's nothing open down there.
It's the saddest thing. If I was an employee, though, in one of those stores, I would dig it. You're chilling all day.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
See like 3-4 customers all day. Oh, the food court. The food court is gone. Like the Taco Bell insignia is there and there's logos and all that. They're all occupied on some level, but they're all dark. No one's working. No one's eating.
Zero foods anywhere.
Yeah. They have like a little coffee espresso stand or whatever. There's no hot food in the food court. It's sad, man.
It is sad.
It is still it's dated, but it's still relatively kept up. And it was a nice walk, but yeah, there's no Michael Kors, there's no Gucci, and a couple of the anchor stores are dead. JCPenney hangs on by a thread. It's so dead in there. There's no security. We saw a janitor lady walking.
One janitor.
Yeah. But we saw a boy on a bicycle popping wheelies, like in the middle of the mall. There's an older guy, dad. Uncle, whatever, who was filming him. You got to get those likes on TikTok, honey. You got to go viral. But he was just riding down, popping wheelies. It looked like an old DMX Rough Riders music video. Reckless. He could have fell. He could have bumped into another kid, another person just walking out of a store. It's mayhem. It's mayhem and cheese. The one thing keeping it alive is the farmer's market. We went there in the parking lot of Sunrise Mall. Got two things, broccolini, two stalks for $7. Now, it was one stalk for $4.
Two bunches.
Yeah.
A stalk is a singular.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Two bunches for $7. Now, it was one bunch for $4. I said, hey, man, if I buy two, can you give it to me for $7? And I feel comfortable haggling. I feel comfortable bartering. You do not.
No. No, no, no. Never, never.
I'm there for the game. Well, I'm always like, if they say no, I'll be like, and I really want the item, I'd still buy it. And if I don't want the item or I'm halfway on it, they don't want to give me a deal, I just walk away. We're going to go to some timeshares. We're planning to go to some timeshares where they put you up in a decent hotel for $200 for 4 nights or whatever. And you just have to sit through 1 2-hour presentation, timeshare presentation. I'm ready. I'm ready to throw down. I'm ready to say no, 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 no. Nya,
nya. Are you sure you won't cave?
I'm positive I won't cave.
I couldn't do this alone without you because I would cave.
Right.
I would feel so bad.
Right. Well, I wonder if both of our attendance is required. It's probably because that way you have one can waffle and like the wife or the husband can sway the other.
I won't.
I would go by myself.
I would go with you just for support.
Okay. Yeah. I look forward to it. I cannot wait. It's going to be exciting. And then you bought a 9-ounce tub of yogurt for $8. Quite pricey. She did give us samples. We sampled the lemon, the pineapple.
Oh, it's pineapple yogurt. There's chunks of pineapple in it. It's so delicious.
Yeah, they were both bussin'.
I wish I bought more than just one.
Yeah, I particularly like the lemon because it like stayed in my mouth. Fervent lemon flavor. Wouldn't go away. And I was like, wow, this is really long lasting. This is really good. Most stuff you eat now is gone in 2 seconds. So you eat more because you need more flavor. But you got some of that in the fridge. You ate some of it today. It's yummy. Is it yummy in your tummy, honey? Mm-hmm. All right. So we go to Trader Joe's. We're ready for battle in Fair Oaks, California. So my strategy is, because that place is small, is busy, it's packed. There's shopping carts everywhere. My new strategy is I stay close to the shelves and or the produce stands. So stay out of the middle. This isn't the Maren Morris song, okay? Do not meet me in the middle. You stay out of the middle or else you'll get trampled. It's like Costco. Stay to the left. Stay to the shoulder, to the right. Stay by. Stand in front of a product. And if someone needs it, you say, oh, sorry. You move out of the way. But you stay out of the middle and you always got to have your head on a swivel, always looking behind you, always looking in front of you, left, right. And in tumultuous times, be sure to use your pepper spray if someone wants those overnight oats. Speaking of overnight oats, honey, you committed a fumble, an error.
I was trying to carry too much and I dropped my overnight oats on the ground.
Yeah. And then you picked them up and put them in our cart. Well, it's very crowded. It's not like it's dead. If it was dead, I would have been like, put it back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Well, how our Trader Joe's excursions usually work is you're at Hazy's across the street getting your hair did. I'm at Trader Joe's by myself. And I walk around for 2+ hours and it's fine. But by the time you come over from your hair appointment, I'm like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So it's always a madcap rush. But this time we had all the time in the world. So you didn't know what to do with yourself.
No. I was so overwhelmed.
But you ate the oats.
Oh,
and they were sealed. The seal didn't break.
They were fine.
Yeah. They were fine. So recently I've been like, I want to drink some wine. I want to pretend to be an adult. When we have friends over, okay, we don't have friends over, but if we ever were to have friends over, consume the alcohol, I would want some, I'd be like, how would you like some wine? I think isn't that what adults do?
Yeah.
I watch movies, okay? I'm out there. So we're checking out and I was like, oh, wine. So I go grab three bottles, bring them back, throw them on the cashier thing, on the little till. And right away, you started questioning my judgment. What did you say, honey?
I said, I don't know if you did the best job here.
You were like, mistakes were made. Did you put the most thought into this? What happened here? I don't think you made the right judgment. But I said, no, baby cakes. It's $2 chuck, which is now $3.49. $3.50 buck chuck doesn't roll off the tongue. And I got a red, I got a white, and then I got a blush, pink, rosé, if you will.
You got a white Zinfandel?
Yeah.
A Merlot?
Yes.
And a Chardonnay?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, when we have our friends over who drink alcohol.
Each other?
We can offer them some wine. So our cashier, decent enough gal, whatever. Oh, so one thing, they had like a little piece of paper on the checkout stand thing. And it said, these salads are being recalled. And it listed four different salads. And then take it from here, honey.
I just innocently asked the cashier if any of these salads were in our basket. Like, were they still on the shelf? And could we have grabbed them by accident?
Yeah.
And you considered that a faux pas.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they would have taken them down. The paper looked worn. Yeah, they probably took them down a week ago.
Well, I'm paranoid.
Days ago. I think we were in the clear, honey. Although, why would they keep that up there? Unless
you...
maybe they missed a salad. They tried to a salad's over here on the different aisle. And then I guess maybe, but I was like, cringe, honey. So our gal was checking us out, and then a coworker who wasn't working of hers walks by, and they exchange pleasantries, and he said, man, I'm glad I'm not working. And then she responded, I wish I wasn't either. And I was like, what, lady? Like, you're helping us. We're having a fantastic experience.
You're supposed to be pretending like you're having the best time of your life.
Right, right.
Checking out our groceries.
We're all playing roles. We're all actors in this play called life. I thought that was uncalled for. Like, oh, okay. Okay, you just soiled my my vision, my grand vision of the Trader Joe's employee. You take off your pirate shirt. Oh, it's a Hawaiian shirt. But they do go with the nautical theme. So let's get to our favorite products, honey. I'll start. The Trader Joe's Old Fashioned Blistered Peanuts. They call them blistered because that's how they cook them. I don't know what they do. It's some sort of sorcery magic. But like the way they cook them makes them super duper crunchy. They're large peanuts. And they have like a coating. And it's not like honey roasted peanuts. There isn't an actual coating, but it's a light little something or other, but they're super crunchy. They're my favorite peanuts. They leave all peanuts in the dust. They're excellent. Look for the blue bag in the nuts / trail mix section. Speaking of nuts, I also like almonds. Their garlic black pepper almonds are bussin'. Hard to eat, just a handful. The croissant croutons. These are yummy.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah.
They taste like homemade.
Yeah, they're like crunchy, and then they have the flakes of the croissants on the inside. I eat them just plain. I don't need no salad.
Yeah, they're very light and fluffy.
Yeah, yeah, they're excellent. The orange chicken, honey.
Ooh, so good. We haven't had that in a while.
I know.
Ooh,
I
miss it.
We're on track or something, but always a go-to. Better than Panda. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said it. Come for me in the comment section. The Indian cuisine dish, entree, whatever, that you introduced me to, honey. Palak paneer. So good.
Oh.
It's green. It looks like a seaweed and algae. And then the white stuff is cheese?
Yeah.
Oh.
You dip some naan bread in that.
Yeah. Ooh. Blow your mind, man. The crunchy chili onion. It's a condiment. We got this when it first came out, and there was no heat to it. There was no flavor. There was crunch. But they reformulated. They went back to the drawing board. They got a different supplier, co-packer. I don't know how Trader Joe's works. Hey, gentlemen, do you know that? But we've gotten it a few times since then. It's bussin'. You put it on anything. Pot stickers, regular plain rice.
Mm-hmm. It's anything. Yeah. It's so good.
It's the bomb. Our favorite salad from there is lemony arugula basil salad kit. Comes with shaved parm, shaved carrots, and almonds with a basil lemon vinaigrette. We actually had it yesterday. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections, my love?
It's fantastic. The best part is the nuts and the Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
The vinaigrette is so good, too.
Yeah.
It's all arugula, which is kind of weird for a salad.
Yeah.
100%. No other greens in there. Yeah. But it's a delicious salad.
Yeah. The parm, the carrots, the almonds, and the vinaigrette are the best part. The arugula, it's like you go to a park and then you face plant into the grass and then you just start chewing on the lawn. It's very, there's a lot of.
It's like you're a goat.
There's a lot of greenery happening. But the shaved parm and the almonds and the vinaigrette save it. It's good. We always get it. Everything but the bagel seasoning. This is, you like this, honey.
Yes.
You put it on lots of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Avocado.
Avocado, it's enhances avocado like so much.
Yeah.
I put it on eggs. I put it on wraps.
Yeah. For me, it's good, but like the salt crystals, they need to be broken down more.
No.
I'll eat it and I'm like, am I chewing on rocks?
Yeah, I love that.
Really? That's part of the appeal?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is really, it's too crunchy. And I'm a crunchy kind of guy. But it's like chewing on geography. You like this, honey, the banana and almond butter smoothie. It's bottled. It's brown, so it looks chocolatey, but it has a yellow top.
Yeah, love it. I love their juices and their smoothies.
Yeah, their booch, their kombucha. This smoothie, it's actually still in the fridge, but I've had it. It's very good. Very yummy. Rice cauliflower stir fry. It's not fried rice, but it's very well done. And it has all the taste of like fried rice from a Chinese restaurant or whatever. But it is rice cauliflower. But other than that, it's a yummy substitute, and it's really good. Tomato feta soup. This is in the deli section.
This is my favorite soup they have.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah, we had it yesterday. It's good, and I like because there's chunks in there.
Yeah, it's very thick.
Like there's some vegetables. There's cheese. I don't like the Campbell's tomato soup because it's too smooth.
Yes.
Too smooth.
Totally agree.
Yeah. But the tomato feta soup, we housed it yesterday. It's yummy, yummy, yummy. Frozen naan. Excellent. Put a crunchy chili onion on it or butter.
Oh, yeah. Just butter. Ooh,
or your palak so paneer. It's outstanding. You love the overnight oats, honey.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite flavor?
Vanilla is my favorite. The apple is really good, too.
Mm.
Yeah, they have seasonal ones sometimes. They had pumpkin in the fall.
Mm.
Super yummy.
How do they compare? Because you do overnight oats by yourself, like in Tupperware. Which one's better? Are they different?
They're different. Trader Joe's is better than mine.
Really?
But I love the ones I make, too.
Yeah.
They're just a little bit different.
Yeah. I'm not an overnight oats guy. It's just mush. And I like oatmeal, but I think it's the coldness and the stickiness, whatever.
I love it so much.
The way it clumps. No bueno for me. Luna loves the chipotle vegetable quesadillas. I mean, she housed three of them yesterday. They're her fave. I always say we should get more. We had four. I was like, we should get a fifth. And then you said, no, we don't have freezer space.
We did not have freezer space.
And I said, darling, Luna's going to house three of them today. And she did. But yeah, she loves those gosh dang chipotle vegetable quesadillas. And then lentils, the bay lentils you like?
Yes, I love them. They sell like four different kinds. And they're just the kind you rip the corner and then microwave the little baggie for a minute. Yeah. And then you're good to go. So yeah. It's really quick, easy.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of different, well, not a bunch. They have like these yellow ones.
Yeah.
They have the Madras lentils.
What did we eat today?
Today we ate tikka masala vegetables. It's just a bunch of vegetables and like a tomato soupy.
It's like a, yeah, soupy
it's
stew.
It's like a stew.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah, in a bag. Yeah, it was really good. But your mom always has like, she buys boxes of 48 bags of lentils.
Yes.
And then every time we go over there, she gives you 15 of them. You love lentils. Luna loves lentils.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of our faves. Yesterday we bought tomatoes. Tomatoes in our normal grocery shopping have been looking a little musty. But yesterday you bought some. They were perfect. They were red.
They're good.
There was, speaking of fruits and vegetables, like we were at Nugget the other day and their strawberries, like the top 20% were white. And I was like, why would you even put these strawberries out? Nasty.
Well, technically, it's not seasoned.
Right.
It's for tomatoes and strawberries and all that.
But how does Trader Joe's have busting tomatoes and then grocery outlet?
I don't know.
Tomatoes look a little musty. We're over gnocchi, frozen gnocchi, cauliflower gnocchi.
Yeah.
Stuffed gnocchi.
So much promise. I don't know if I'm cooking it poorly or if it just isn't good when you get it from frozen.
Yeah.
But it's always mushy.
Yeah. Been burned too many times. we know better. We're not going to let you love us again and hurt us. Elote corn chip dippers. These are like Fritos, but with elote seasoning. When they first came out, I loved them. They were so good. So much flavor. But for whatever reason now, it's like every sixth chip has a ton of seasoning and a ton of flavor. But then the rest are just like Fritos. And Fritos are yummy. But I really dug the elote corn chip dippers when they first came out. Now it's easy to skip because I know I'll be disappointed. Yesterday, darling, you had the paneer tikka masala with spinach basmati rice the first time. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
It wasn't very good.
Mm.
It wasn't like the palak paneer.
Yeah.
The other frozen one that we like.
Yeah.
It was a little bit different and not very good.
Yeah. I tried the Thai lime and chili almonds yesterday with leaves. Like there were leaves in there. They were dried, but they're part of the Thai lime tree, honey. Fascinating. They had a little bit of heat, but not much flavor. I mean, in the end, they're almonds. They're fine. They're yummy. But I was looking for some more lime and chili flavor. I did not get it. The vino, honey. Are we cork dorks? Are we aspiring sommeliers? We got some Chardy, as you said. We got white Zin, and we got a Merlot. We don't have wine glasses. And we almost went to Dollar Tree to purchase wine glasses. But no. We're already low on room. We have too many cups as it is. Too many coffee mugs. So we didn't go to Dollar Tree to purchase wine glasses. But what did we drink out of, honey?
We drank out of these cute little mason jars.
Yeah.
Very country.
Yeah. You uncorked the cork.
Uncorked, yes.
How did you do that? Have you ever done that? How'd you get experience?
Done that tons of times.
Hmm.
I think I learned how to do it when I worked at the pub in England.
That's right.
I think that's where I learned.
Okay.
I have a little wine opener that I've had for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
It's not fancy, but it does the job.
Yeah. You asked me if I could do it, and I said I could figure it out. I've been in the presence of it being done. Yes. Yes. But yeah, thankfully you did it with relative ease, my darling. So you put the Merlot in the cupboard because that's supposed to be room temperature.
Yes.
And then you refrigerated the Chardy and the Zin.
Yes.
But I think I say we throw all caution in the wind. Knowledge is not power. We break all the rules, honey. I say we refrigerate everything. In the end, I would like to drink something cool rather than warm or temperature.
Well, we did end up putting ice cubes in our Merlot wine.
Yeah, well.
You did, and then I followed your lead.
Yeah,
and well, it was good.
We are sophisticated. Okay, we are fancy. We are out here. So what did we do? We had some vino, and then Lennox was hanging out with us. We were watching clips of Dirty Dancing, clips of Grease, and then for some reason we got into the Tupac versus Biggie brouhaha from 20 plus years ago. I don't know how that came. Oh, we started watching halftime shows. We watched the Dr. Dre halftime show, which is always a classic if you fast forward through the Mary J. Blige and Kendrick Lamar part. And then we started talking about Death Row versus Bad Boy, Tupac versus Biggie. And then you asked, is Biggie West Coast? And I was like, honey.
Oh, I learned that Eazy-E died.
Right. That's right.
Oh, you were dropping so much knowledge.
Oh, my gosh. I have so much pointless pop culture knowledge. I wish I could get rid of some, honestly. I see here in my notes, honey, that you canceled Frankie Blue Nicholas's, our annoying, dumb, smoky gray cat who we love. You canceled his second vet appointment today in as many appointments, second vet appointment in a row. Can you talk about what happened the first time and then today, please?
The first time I was home alone and yeah. I couldn't get him into his little carrier cage.
Yeah.
So at the last minute, I had to call the vet and cancel or reschedule his appointment.
Yeah.
I can't do it. If he, you have to get him in the first second. Mm. If he slips away, you lost your chance.
And you need help, right? You need Len and or Luna around.
Yeah. Once he got away, I couldn't lure him out. He was underneath the beds.
Yeah.
He was hiding. I tried to give him treats. He wouldn't budge.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't happening. So I scheduled it for today when we were all going to be home and I would have help.
Yeah.
But then I woke up and I didn't feel so good.
A little too much of this shardy. Well, so yesterday I'm like, well, I brought up his cage because I knew we were going to need it today. And in a gross choice of poor judgment, but entertaining to me and Lennox, Frankie is up in Lennox's room. So I go up there with the cage. Frankie freaks out. He darts away. And so I'm like, okay, well, that was entertaining for 3 seconds. And it was funny and comical. But I put the cage downstairs in the living room because we were going to need it today. But he saw the cage and he just hid under Lennox's bed all night, all day. And he didn't eat.
He didn't use his litter box.
He didn't poop. He just stayed crouched down, crouching tiger, hidden Frankie, under Lennox's bed. And it's nearly impossible to get him. I guess theoretically I could lift Lennox's bed up and then you and Luna and Lennox could kind of catch him wherever he dashes off to. But so he stayed upstairs all day, hiding under Lennox's bed. And then after we canceled the appointment, I took the cage downstairs into the garage. I even vacuumed where it was. I made sure it didn't smell like the garage or his cage or whatever. But he still stayed up there for hours and I would shake his food. And normally when I shake his food and he knows he's about to be fed, he comes thundering down, the chonky boy down the stairs. But food, clink, 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 wasn't helping. Rattling his treats bag wasn't helping. He was just scared of the cage beyond measure. Finally, Lennox brought him down. And he's, even then, he like went under our bed. He's acting very peculiar. Because I think he's, the cage just gave him PTSD. It scares him and he's constantly suspicious of it and frightened. But now he's back to his normal cat self. This isn't like a huge vet appointment, right? It's like one shot.
I think it's just one shot.
Yeah. So what are you gonna do?
Does he really need it? It's some sort of vaccine.
Oh.
I forget.
Yeah. You're an anti-vaxxer. What about what Dr. Fauci says? I don't think. And then another thing was that, where did you get the sedated? We were going to pour some stuff on his food, right?
The last time I took him to the vet, he was so terrified and being such a weirdo that the vet prescribed him this medicine that you're supposed to give him the night before his next appointment to help him calm down.
Yeah.
So, but we failed to give it to him last night because, once again,
Shardy.
The Shardy. I
blame the Shardy. But we were going to, like, starve him in the most loving, careful manner possible. And then sprinkle it on his food so he would eat it without even questioning whatever the substance was on. But yeah, we didn't sprinkle it on. The cage scared him to where we couldn't even seize on him today.
It's your fault for buying wine.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
I know. Well, now we housed 3 bottles last night.
Okay.
It was, but I, and you know what? Wine isn't good.
No, it's not.
It was like I would have one gulp and I'd be like, eh, not bad. And then the next gulp, I'd be like, this is hard to take. But it's fine. I did feel like upper crust last night. Did feel fancy.
Yeah.
I did feel a little Great Gatsby. Oh, going back to Leo DiCaprio. I partied with him at Vince's restaurant on Harbor and West Capitol. Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Yeah, that's right. We hit the club. Alrighty, well, are we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for Trader Joe's or a vet. Or Sunrise Mall. Sunrise Mall needs help. We don't have a promo code for Sunrise Mall. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, we may have missed Frankie's second vet appointment in a row. He's fine. He's a happy-go-lucky cat. Actually, his weight is down.
Yeah.
It's been up and down. Oh, I can relate, Frankie. But right now, he's 11.8 pounds. Lennox weighed him today. He's been as high as 15, over 15.
Yeah, as high as 17 at his biggest.
Yeah, when we first got him, we didn't know what we were doing. And we just kept his bowl filled to the rim with brim all the time. But I like the slender Frankie. Less pooping, okay? Less meowing, less whining. Well, he constantly meows.
He's at a healthy weight right now. He's constantly, a good size.
He's constantly hungry. But yeah, Frankie's doing good. Okay. Well, bye. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Et cetera, et cetera. See ya.
And oop.
Ooh. We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy thin?
I can't eat no longer.
And oop.
Addendum. So the 2 for $7 brunches of broccolini. You cooked for Din-Din tonight. Can you talk about cooking them, darling?
I sautéed them with some oil and let them cook in the pan for a bit. Then I added...
freeze-dried garlic.
Oh, I added freeze-dried garlic.
Yeah, bought that today on a whim.
And I added crushed red pepper flakes.
Which were expired by 2 months. But I was like, just go for it, girl.
They're fine.
Yeah.
And salts. And then I added a half a cup of water and put the lid on to let them steam for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And they were so good.
Bussin'. Excellent.
They looked really fancy. Like, I felt like it was the fanciest thing I've ever cooked.
Yeah. Yeah. My one minor quibble is that some of these broccolini stems, branches, whatever, were 3, 4, 5 inches, so not conducive to eat with a fork.
And you know, I cut like 2 inches off all of them.
Oh, but really?
I should have cut even more. They were kind of difficult to eat.
Yeah. Well, in the end, I just put my fork down and started eating with my hands like I'm a baby or a caveman. But the taste was out of sight. At the end, You just brought over the pan because there was so much. You put a bunch on both of our plates, and then you just brought the pan over. So I was just eating broccolini with my hands straight out the frying pan at the dinner table. And at the end was a bunch of reconstituted, dehydrated, freeze-dried garlic. But I thought that was really good. It's not fresh garlic, but it's a mighty fine substitute.
It's better than no garlic, that's
Yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. And then the canned garlic with that's in a liquid. It's so sour.
Oh,
I tried
yeah.
that like a month ago and I was like, eh. I don't want cloves of garlic because we don't use it that often. You don't use it that often. So I don't want a bunch sitting around or wasting, rotting, whatever. But the freeze-dried garlic, that was a lovely substitute. Yeah. I ate a ton. You stopped eating. And
I got so full.
I was like, this is all greenery. It's all vegetables. It's all keto. It's healthy. But yeah, I ate a ton of broccolini and it was fantastic. It's like, it has the florets of broccoli and then like the stems of asparagus, but they're not as difficult to eat. I find asparagus difficult to eat, to chew and break down, if you will, with my teeth. But overall, broccolini winner. Good job, darling. You found a recipe, or did you just
Yeah.
wing it? Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But it's pretty simple.
So it's yummy, yummy, yummy. I got sparkles in my tummy. Okay. Bye.